and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome to another episode of Crystals and...
Abundance!
Woo! Yes, today's episode is Crystals and Abundance. So... What does that mean, Jess? What does that mean?
Gosh, I feel like so many people, you know, they hear the word abundance and they're like, money.
Money, yeah.
Monetary,
I want to be like a rapper or like, yeah. I want to be like living the life. Exactly. I want to have a yacht.
Living like they're Jeffrey Bezos.
Hit me up with that Bo Burnham.
Yeah, but what I would equate it to be is like, plentiful.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, that could mean very many different things.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to be getting into what exactly abundance means, especially in regards to the spiritual and in particular the crystal world, and kind of like what crystals will attract abundance.
Some like metaphysical techniques to attract abundance.
And if you are targeting wealth or abundance of wealth,
yeah.
How can you target that? Like, can you target that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on, because the number one thing when people come in, they're like, I want abundance. And I'm like, are you after like a paycheck? Because that's,
well, it's, you know, it's funny that you say that, because on, over the weekend I had a customer and she comes up to me and she goes, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, sure. No worries. She goes, no, like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. And she like brings me over to a corner. I'm like, oh no, like this is going to be really sad. She goes, so I'm a sex worker and I need to make a lot of money this weekend. Help a girl out. I'm like,
all right, get it.
Yeah. Get it, queen. Amazing. So in that case, yes, we were manifesting monetary abundance.
We were monetary abundance and safety.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Love it. All right. So we get it all the time. I think one of the most common questions I get is like, will this crystal help me win the lottery?
Yes. And we had the Tesla grid for a little while. I'm like, and Deb put her lotto ticket in the middle.
For context on that, Jaden and I, one of our like long-term goals was that when we started a business, like this was long going.
Years was in the making.
Yeah, it was that we really, one of our splurgy goals that we were like, oh, one thing that we always wanted was we really want a Tesla.
Yeah.
And if you look back at our like, our previous episodes were like, we really want to manifest a fleet of Teslas.
Yeah. So we did create a grid and, with like a picture of, yeah, the Tesla that you were looking at in the middle of it. And also Deb, who is Jaden's mum, who also works here, she bought her lottery ticket in the, didn't she end up winning like $20 or something?
Something like that. I think she actually did win.
Yeah.
But I think, long story short, the grid that we built, I mean, like, we did end up getting the Tesla.
You did.
So, I mean...
But Elon, if you want to
send... Yeah, I mean, we are still willing.
Staff, Teslas.
Fleets of Teslas.
We will happily take on that.
Yes. abundantly receiving... a fleet of Teslas. But yes, it doesn't always quite work that way. And although it would be nice to win the jackpot of, like, what is it? I don't even know.
I don't know at this point.
But, yeah.
But also, like, half of it is taxed anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you could win, you know, $100 million, but half of that will be taxed in the end anyway.
Yeah. Or, like, another thing that we get is, like, a lot of people will be like, will this crystal help me get a loan at the bank? And unfortunately, a crystal's not going to change your credit history.
Yeah, right.
Or will this crystal help me get a raise? Mm-hmm. And we will kind of touch on that a little bit. Or like, will this crystal help my small business start off? And yeah. I can talk about that a little bit. So in particular, I want to, like, our first topic today I want to talk about is the difference between money and abundance.
Cool.
Because often, like I said, we talk about money and abundance as one of the same thing. Because, like, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to bring in a bunch of abundance.
Yeah.
And we think money, right? We think, like, oh, when I'm abundant.
I would definitely, like, that would definitely be the first thing that sort of comes to mind. It's the first thing that comes to mind, at least when customers come and they're like, I want crystals for abundance. I do typically clarify, I'm like, okay, what are we talking? Are we talking, like, monetary abundance? Are we talking, like, just general success abundance? Are we talking an abundant body, you know?
Yeah. That's how I label myself as my, when I teach yoga, I say I have an abundant body.
I love that.
Thank you.
See, I was thinking more down the roots of, like, fertility.
Oh.
But interesting that you...
Also, I have an abundant body. Just... TMI. But I'm so sorry, Jaden. but... Anyway,
sorry.
I can.
Sorry, I need a moment.
But
sorry, Mom.
But I think, like, when it comes down to it, abundance can come to you in so many different forms. And when people come in and they come down and they get a crystal for abundance, they might not even notice that the abundance has come to them, because they're keeping their eyes peeled for money.
They kind of have like blinders on.
Yeah, like tunnel vision.
Yeah.
For, and they're like, oh, money? No. Oh, money? No. Oh. Or I've had someone come up to me and be like, oh, I'm ignoring this sign that something good is coming to me because it's not how I wanted it. And I'm like, excuse me?
Sweetie.
And they're like, no. That's not how I wanted it to come to me. I wanted it this way.
That's not how the universe works,
no,
love.
No.
It will give you the way that you need to receive it.
Yeah, at that moment,
yeah.
Right? And so a lot of abundance stones are, you know, can be associated with, you know, receiving, like, you know, opening yourself up to new opportunities, confidence, things like that.
You're actually sticking to your goals, or your goals are actually coming to fruition.
Yep.
Rather than sort of...
Even just goal-setting stones can help along abundance, because you're sticking along that goal-setting path.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have, I don't know if you are watching, we have in the Rose Quartz Bowl, we have quite a few.
Goodies.
Jess has collected quite a few stones that are associated with abundance or goal-setting that we'll be talking about in a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk about your personal journey with, like, crystals, abundance, your journey of crystal and stone? I feel like so many people love hearing the, like, how did crystal and stone, like, come to be story. And I know that I'm certainly not sick of hearing it after over a year of being here.
So when a mommy and a daddy love you. No, just,
when a daddy and a daddy
sit down and drink wine and, no, just kidding.
Talk about their love of crystals.
And talk about their love of crystals very much. No, so Jaden and I mean, when we knew we wanted to create Crystal and Stone, we had this vision for a business, right? And it was very niche in the fact that, like, other crystal businesses that we knew that were out there, although they were fantastic and we loved visiting them, they just weren't hitting the spot, so to speak, because one, Jaden is very tall.
He's very tall.
I said before, and I think our first episode, Jaden's very tall, I'm very wide. And so it was very difficult to navigate lots of those shops because they're quite small.
They are quite small and they're quite dark. And
It's quite difficult to, like, access lots of the things. And also, like, you know, heavily, you know, you have, like, the heavy scent of incense or sage. And, you know, you're scared to touch anything because you don't want to, like, break it and things like that. And we wanted to create something.
And I feel like also the language used in those
stores
isn't...
accessible.
It
wasn't accessible. And I wanted to take my kind of... inclusion-based approach from, like, education and make it, bring it into business and make a more accessible crystal shop.
Mm.
And Jaden wanted to start a business, and so we created Crystal and Stone. And so when we created the business, we were like, okay, we started carrying around crystals for abundance and success and all of these things. And the crystals that we chose to carry around with us were citrine. Mm-hmm. That was one. Classic. That's a very classic one. Lots of people, when they come in, they're like, have you heard about citrine? And I'm like, yes, I've heard about citrine. It's like a secret language about people. And they're like, it's the boss ass bitch of the crystal world. Yes. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
All the like older women who put a piece of citrine in their wallet.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like an old wives, old witch's tale, if you will, putting some citrine in your wallet to, call in like
money and money and abundance. So, and not only financial wealth, but also to bring in luck and success and confidence,
contacts,
abundance, all of these things that aren't just associated with money. Because when you're starting a business, it's not just money that matters. Yes, money is important, but not just money that matters. It's like you said, these contacts, these community. Community is the number one thing that matters to me when it comes to crystal and stone. It's like if we are making money.
And we have an incredibly abundant community. Our community is really like rich and vibrant. We get all walks of life that come in, all various different perspectives on not only just their own crystal practice, but just on like life in general.
They just love to come and talk and just chat. And we have people who come in on their days off just to come and chat to us, which is lovely, which is so beautiful.
Yeah.
But so I would carry citrine around with me. Mm-hmm. Cinnabar peridotite.
See, you're the only person who can pronounce it. I'm just like, I just call it cinnabar because I'm not going to try and pronounce.
Well, cinnabar is a separate stone.
Yes.
But so cinnabar peridotite is, it took me a long time to pronounce it.
I can only pronounce it if I'm looking at the word at the till.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Otherwise, I want to put in an L.
Oh.
In the.
That makes sense.
I want to call it peridotite.
I think it's because I don't know why it's like I know like peridot,
peridotite,
and then peridotite, and then like cinnabar island from Pokemon. So cinnabar peridotite, and cinnabar peridotite is supposed to be a stone that's associated with business success. It's supposed to be associated with persuasion. It's supposed to be associated with communication and confidence.
It's a great one if you're like starting up. You're starting fresh.
So when people come in and they're like, I'm starting a small business, I'm like, here's a stone that I used. I love this stone. Mm. I highly recommend it. Jaden carried it around. I carried it around. We both were just like huge fans of it. So if you are starting a small business, that's what I would recommend.
I have it attached to my work keys.
Yeah, very good. Another one that I really like, actually, I have it here. I know we're going to talk about these in a bit, but I really like, apatite. Mm. So apatite, you can see it here, a very big pillar. Apatite is this beautiful stone that's associated with like goal setting and just like absolute, like, I like to think of it as like, I'm hungry to achieve my goals. Yeah. I'm like, appetite.
Yeah.
So like, and so I always use that as like a focus. I have so much appetite at home.
We have a goal setting kit.
And literally I put that in. And so I always kept my goals front and center, and I always kept my goal crystals front and center. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's why I attracted so much abundance. That's why I attracted so much success. That's what. Is the sink running?
No, that's next door's car. That's really awful.
Oh, okay.
So if you're hearing that screeching, next door there is a car, and clearly their fan belt needs to be looked at because this is every day.
We just have very sensitive microphones.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, we have these beautiful appetite, and having your goals front and center is going to bring abundance into your life. And bring it just. I got distracted. Bringing it front and center is going to bring in all of those good vibes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, and same with Jaden. Jaden always carried around these goal-based stones that are going to attract in those things. So even though we weren't carrying around stones that are, and crystals that are associated with monetary abundance, or like, coin and six, like, you know, and we weren't building like grids like you build that are associated. We weren't building grids. We were still, you know, these kind of things. they weren't focused around money. They were focused around building in abundance. So I think if you're coming into a crystal store and you're like, oh, I'm looking for abundance, keep that in mind, because you're like, there's more than one avenue to build success.
Yeah.
Now, how about you? Because I know you, speaking of grids,
you grid
a lot.
I do grid a lot. Thank you to Kyle from the Crystal and Mage who popped that crystal gridding cherry, and I have never looked back since. It's very
also sweet. If you should check out his workshops here at the store, yeah, he does amazing work.
They're very good, and I actually had someone today ask me if I'm the person who runs the crystal gridding workshop, because I've talked so often about crystal gridding in this podcast, so I apologize if I sound slightly like a broken record. Yes, I grid for abundance. I grid for many different things. I've gridded for, you know, self-love. I've made like a sleeping grid. I've made a creativity grid when I was feeling a bit of like a creative block, et cetera, et cetera. But I've also gridded for abundance, and I've created, out of all the grids that I've created, the abundance grids are the ones that are sort of the most reoccurring. And they're the three that like were most, I guess, successful, had different types of abundance come through. So the first time I made it, an abundance grid, which was actually after Kyle's gridding workshop, I made an abundance grid. I came in to work that next week, and Jaden very generously offered me a contract to go from casual to part-time. So, you know, nice little pay rise, which was very nice. The second time I gridded for abundance, I wasn't very specific. So the first time I gridded for abundance, I was looking for monetary abundance because things were a little bit tight. The second time, I just gridded for abundance in general. I wasn't too specific, and I fully expected to come, like, for it to come into fruition monetarily, like it did the first time. How it actually came to fruition was people gifting me things, granting me favors that I hadn't necessarily like asked for, but was kind of needing in my life.
That's nice though.
Yeah. So it was kind of coming to fruition with like abundant relationships.
And like support.
Yeah. And support.
That's good.
Yeah. And then the third time that I gridded for abundance, which is very famous because it resulted in over 1,000 people coming to the store. And granted a lot of success to everyone there.
Yes.
So that grid was really intense. It started off on, I have a big sodalite slab at home, which is another actual like goal setting crystals, similar to apatite. So it was on a nice big slab of sodalite. It involved three pieces of moldavite, some magnetite, some peridot, pyrite, citrine.
Jesus.
Literally every green and yellow crystal that I owned, because if you're gridding for abundance, specifically like monetary abundance, at least this is what Kyle tells me, and for me it has worked. So, you know, passing on a little hot tip, green and yellow crystals, green like money, yellow is kind of like your sacral chakra where a lot of like your fear and like everything that holds you back kind of sits. So if you're working on that and you're working on the things that are maybe holding you back, once you sort of let go of those barriers, you're going to be able to receive a bit more abundance.
That energetic center is usually associated with like confidence as well,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, literally every green and yellow crystal that I earned, every single piece of pyrite. I even had some coins in there. Kyle, when he talks about his monetary abundance grids, he has he has a dish of like foreign currency that he has.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that, you know, you can't get rid of.
So when you build your, sorry to interrupt you, Jess, when you build your grids, you use other things other than just crystals.
So I use coins. Sometimes I write an intention and have that in the like center of the grid with a crystal on top of it. In other cases, I've had like flowers. Carly, for instance, makes beautiful grids. Typically incorporates flowers and bark and like natural
fibers and things like that. Yeah,
I've included photographs of people if I'm like gridding for a person. I've even put like wearables in a grid. So an example that I'll use is in my market grid, which resulted in over 1,000 people coming to Crystal Lodestone, I actually popped a few bracelets that I knew I was probably going to wear on that day in the center of it. So it kind of soaked up the energy of that grid. And then I wore them and then I brought them into the store. Sorry, but also not sorry, because everyone had great sales that day. So I'm like,
all of the market stall holders were so happy.
Yeah, so that's kind of a
They were feeling very abundant.
Yes. So yeah, that's kind of a way that I have like gridded for various themes of abundance. So yeah, monetary abundance, success for others, abundant relationships.
Yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, so should we talk about some of the crystals? So you already talked about green and yellow or green and gold. Yay, Australia.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, you're right.
So let's talk about some crystals that we have used, that you've so graciously put in the rose quartz
that
bowl.
That are either specifically for abundance or I use often in abundance grids, and I will differentiate between the two.
So we've already talked about apatite, although it is a blue crystal, we've already talked about this as being more of a goal-associated stone, but because it's associated with goals, it's leading you in the direction of abundance. Like you're abundantly getting.
Well, and blue is connected to your throat chakra, which I think is, you know, when you're coming at things with a sense of like authenticity.
Yep.
I feel like you're more inclined to receive an abundant life because you're being your authentic self.
Yeah. And with that creative center, it's like expression and creativity and like things like that.
Like crystal and stone of a business is successful because like you and Jaden have never tried to be anything but yourselves.
That's true.
You've never tried, like, I mean, all of your cash-ons.
I mean, I could try, but usually just my goofy self.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Friday night question is, like, a very, like, clear example of that. we have such a, like, loyal following, not just because people love crystals, but because they love watching, like, you just, you know, be your
authentic. You're gonna make me blush.
Sorry. On a Friday night. It's why people come in and they're like, oh, I'm not really into crystals, but I really love your podcast because, like, this is authentic. This is not like staged. Like
it is abundant. So
we are friends in real life, not just co-workers and not just podcast co-hosts. Like we see each other outside of this.
We like clock as soon as the camera goes off, we're like, oh fuck
you.
Shall we pull another crystal?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can I pull?
Yes, please do.
All right. So I really want to talk about honey calcite.
Okay, go for it.
I'm currently obsessed with honey calcite. I'm not really too sure why, but it's just the thing.
Because it's bloody gorgeous.
It is really beautiful. So yes, this is honey calcite. You might look at this and initially think it's citrine. When you feel it, you'll feel that kind of like waxy feel that most calcites have.
Also has almost like a layered effect
that calcites have. So honey calcite, I would also say, is sort of a goal setting crystal as well, in that it's about like resilience, leadership. It's kind of, I think you write in your description that it's kind of like a parachute effect. So it's kind of having, letting go of that fear, being able to take a leap of faith in yourself and not fear plummeting to the ground. Like it kind of has that parachute effect. I really love it. It's yellow, so it fits nicely in an abundance grid. But also, if you are looking to start a new journey or a new abundance journey and you're feeling a little bit like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I'm being a bit selfish in wanting this, or maybe like, maybe I should just be playing it safe, like blah, 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 blah. No, this is going to help you sort of take that leap and accept the abundance that the universe has to offer you.
That is an interesting thing as well, is that shame associated with wanting abundance, is that a lot of people are like, oh, I want to feel abundant. I want to feel successful. Yeah. And then immediately afterwards they're like, but I don't want to feel ashamed about it. And I'm like,
As a side note, something that I forgot to mention in my abundance grids, I do typically include crystals that involve like hard work. Because I don't want to just be like thrown a win. I would like to earn it. But also there's nothing wrong with receiving freebies from the universe. Clearly the universe wanted you to have it for a reason.
And that's the thing. I think we've talked about this before as well, is that, like, at the end of the day, a crystal isn't going to do everything for you. You're going to have to do the work.
Yeah.
A crystal may energetically help you.
Yeah.
It may remind you of your intention. It may help guide you and your decisions.
Yeah.
It may attract energy towards you. However, if you're not going to at least take steps towards, like, an actionable goal, you're never going to attract it.
I think you also need to be a little bit careful also when asking for abundance from the universe, because the example that I'll use is that I had a customer who was like, yeah, one time I was manifesting abundance, specifically money, and I got the next week, I did get 10 grand, and I was like, oh, amazing, wonderful. And she goes, yeah, because my dad died.
Oh.
And it was my inheritance.
Oh, my God. That's...
Yeah. So I think you also need to be a bit careful when asking for abundance from the universe, as you need to be careful from asking for anything from the universe, being specific.
Oh, that's really terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I'm really sorry to hear that. Yeah. All right. Let's talk. Oh, I want to talk about green aventurine. Okay. So green aventurine fits into our color scheme of green and yellow.
It's also an Aries crystal.
It is. Also, in typical Aries sense, it's about opening your heart to new opportunities, opening up to kind of new adventures. Associated with the heart, it was like ready to jump to the next adventure. I really like green aventurine because of that sense. I usually recommend it to people who are ready to start something new, to start something fresh.
Yeah, it's great for, like, creativity, success.
It's a really good, really good stone for that.
Ooh, oops, sauce.
Also, can we, like, take, like, a note of, like, Jess's nails? Like, look at this, like, look at this thing. Like, okay, thank you.
If anyone's interested, I go to Rockabella Beauty on Canning Highway. Sheridan is my nail tech there. Shout out, girl. Love your work. She's incredible. And she did this set. It's everything. I'm living for it. I'm going to pick Sodalite because it's one of my personal faves. Mm. It's also another blue crystal, which I know, like, doesn't necessarily fit into the, like, yellow and green, but Sodalite is a goal-setting crystal. It's in our goals kit that we have. Sodalite is really nice for that self-confidence, boosting that self-worth.
Trusting your intuition.
Again, to, like, trust that the universe has your best interest at heart.
I think a lot of people, and this goes back to that doubt, is that people, and that shame, is that people, when they start off and they are trying to attract money, or not money, sorry, they're trying to attract abundance. And they're trying to, especially, like, people who come in and, like, I'm starting a small business or I'm trying to do something for myself, is they don't trust themselves.
No.
And so having something.
Well, like, they don't trust that their intentions are genuine.
Yeah. Or are going to pay off in the end. If you trust your gut, you're like, I personally think, like, you know, if you yourself are like, hey, there's a market for this, like, I would love this, then there's probably
a market for it. But yeah, so I love Sodalite. It's a nice one. Like I said, my market grid was on a big slab of Sodalite.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where should I go? I'm going to take this big chunky boa, amethyst. So classic stone of the dreamer. So, and it's also very sparkly. Amethyst is probably our number one stone when it comes to manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to manifesting abundance, it isn't necessarily targeted to abundance, but I might say, you know, setting an intention with this and being like, hey, I'm really trying to manifest abundance, and sit with it and maybe set that intention. Although it's associated more with, like, calm.
Mm. It's a really nice crystal for manifestation. I think also if you can get your hands on a piece of ametrine, which is amethyst and citrine that has grown together, you've got sort of the, like, success boss ass bitch energy of citrine with the, like, manifestation energy of amethyst. sometimes you can luck out and find a piece of ametrine that has been labeled as amethyst at like your local crystal store. Yep. And you'll be able to tell because it will have kind of like bands of kind of smoky yellow going through it. That's the citrine that's kind of grown
naturally through the amethyst.
So yeah, you might luck out.
It's usually harder to find in cluster form.
In a cluster, but in like a tumble, in anything that's like carved,
yeah,
you can typically find it. I have quite a few tumbles of amethyst that are actually
ametrine. Yeah.
Cool. I might go next. I'm going to talk about jade because there are quite a few different types of jade.
Are you going to grab them all?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome.
So, in my hand, this is a bit awkward. So, yes, I've got a pyramid over here, which is kind of your traditional, like,
dark green jade.
It's
often, do you want me to grab that?
Yeah, thank you. It's often what people mean when people come in asking for jade. I have a pale greener jade, which is, like, new jade, which is beautiful. I have this little heart that's yellow jade. And then my personal favorite, which is kind of like green with other stripes and bands of different colors, is this butter jade here. I particularly love, so all jades, you know, luck,
harmony, balance.
What I specifically love about butter jade is if you think about anything that you eat that is rich, it has butter in it, most likely. Yeah. So it's kind of like that richness. Again, if you're looking specifically for like monetary or success abundance, then like butter jade is where I would go.
Yeah.
Over really any other type of jade.
Traditionally, jade has been used throughout like other cultures to bring in luck, and it is associated with monetary and like a lot of like it has a deep cultural roots. So I mean, like, look into your jades, like where you're getting them and like the meaning of what they, like where they're from and like what they have. I too really like butter jade. I especially love the coloration of it. It matches in with that, like the yellow and the greens with the abundance.
It feels really nice.
It does feel really nice. It feels really nice. It does feel nice. I love like the almost like a buttery texture.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Am I going next?
Yeah, you can.
All right. We do have a clear quartz. Okay, so I don't think I can say this enough. I think someone actually... Okay, I think someone tagged me in a meme today. If you're listening, I love you. And it was like... Have you seen... Okay, it was like the Pawn Stars meme. And it was like... It was like, you got any blank? And it was like, best I can do is blank. Have you seen those?
No.
Okay, so it's like...
I can visualize the concept,
though. Okay, yeah. So and it's like, usually it's like, you got any something good? And it's like, the best I can do is...
Blah, blah, blah. Blah. Yeah.
So it's like, got any Moldavite? It's like, best I can do is clear quartz. And it was like, at Dylan. And I was like, it's me. I always do that. I always recommend it. Mm-hmm. So 100%, it's like, clear quartz. Manifesting for anything, jack of all trades, I cannot recommend it enough. Get yourself some clear quartz, please, if you're doing anything, especially if you're gridding.
Yeah, it's also it's a natural amplifier, so it'll amplify what else it's around. So if you're really wanting to amplify those vibes of drawing in abundance and stuff, throw in some clear quartz or some diamond quartz in there if you want to get like really intense.
I think if you're starting off, the diamond quartz is a little intense. However, like if you're pairing clear quartz with, you know, your jades, or you're pairing your clear quartz with your goal setting stones, your green aventurines, things like that, you're going to bring in a lot of those success vibes, right? Those abundance vibes.
I'll go with Tiger's Eye. Tiger's Eye was not something that I initially used to vibe with. I only really used to vibe with red Tiger's Eye, but I've been really liking the traditional sort of yellow brown Tiger's Eye. Cool, mate. Sorry, another car. So Tiger's Eye is really lovely. Tiger's Eye is also in our goal setting kit. But Tiger's Eye is that kind of yellow gold, which fits in with the sort of color theme of an abundance, monetary abundance grid. But it's also great for like strength and confidence. So again, when you're wanting to start things, when you're wanting to take chances,
I think not only the starting, but the willpower to continue, because it's great to have a concept. Mm-hmm. It's great to start something, but you need the willpower to continue through it, or else you're never going to be able to reap the benefits of
it. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm doing so well, I signed up for a gym, you go once and then you never go again. And
don't at me like this.
You've been doing great.
Okay, I have, but like, this is like maybe the most recent gym.
Yes,
but like the like other five.
Yeah, but I feel like that's something that a lot of people can relate to. You sign up for a gym, yeah, and then you just keep paying for a membership that you never use.
Yeah,
like Tiger's Eye kind of helps you to
keep that motivation.
That motivation. I think it's also, like I said, when I'm gritting for abundance.
Come to our grotting workshop.
When I'm gritting for abundance, you know, usually I like to include an element of like whatever I get, it required work.
Yes.
And again, I feel like that kind of leans into that a bit. Speaking of, did you want to talk about Bumblebee?
I do. This stone is like, this is my fucking baby.
Bumblebee Jasper. Do you know? So delicious.
It's so good. I don't know why people, like, some people don't vibe with it. And I'm like, you just don't like hard work. Bumblebee Jasper is all about worker bee attitude. It's about getting the job done. It's about working hard and productivity. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a master procrastinator. That's very hard to say without saying masturbator. I'm a master procrastinator, but I love to, like, when I work with Bumblebee Jasper, it's just like I get work done. And so, like, if you are looking to attract abundance, get some of this, because it is something that is going to kick you into overdrive.
Oh yeah,
I love it.
That, or not that it's in the bowl today, but lemon calcite.
Lemon calcite is like a kick in the butt for me. I don't know what it is. I like, as soon as I touch it, I'm like, oh, you're mean.
It's kind of like taking a lemon to the mouth.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it's one of those things that the more you work with it, it'd be like, okay, at first it's sour, but then it gets sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this little tiny little tumble that I've got here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, it's a baby.
Yeah. This tiny little tumble. Super 7.
Ooh.
Super 7's really nice and a bit different. So Super 7 is 7 different, like, crystals / minerals that have grown together. I don't remember them all, but I know that citrine, amethyst, clear quartz, and smoky quartz, I think.
Hematite is one of them as well.
And something else. So, yeah, you've got your citrine in there. You've got your amethyst. You've got your clear quartz. You've got your smoky to keep you grounded so you don't, you know, go off too far. Bloody great. Love it. Wonderful. Currently in a grid that I have at home. Kind of like clear quartz, you can sort of program it to do everything. Potentially a little bit more intense than clear quartz, but not as intense as diamond quartz. So it's kind of a nice stepping stone. Yeah, I love it.
It's a powerful stone.
Great. Yeah. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that, like, I always imagine someone opening their package and being like, oh, it's very tiny. And then being like, actually working with it and being like, oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of like Moldavite in a similar regard.
Yeah.
Moldavite is slightly more intense, but yeah.
All right. I am going to talk about Cinnabar Peridotite. So it doesn't look like much. It's quite dark. It has little red and green fleckles on it. But this is that stone that I was talking about earlier when it comes to business success, persuasion, being able to communicate your ideas clearly, and being able to attract in monetary and business success. So this is one that I would recommend to any small business owner, kind of someone who is looking to work hard for their goals.
It's kind of a nice little metaphor in that it looks kind of ugly and unassuming, like initially, like maybe a business idea might look to yourself because you're a self-criticizer to others, but like really it's like a powerful little being.
Honestly, yeah, it is. It actually, that's really beautiful. Yeah. Just like the number of times when I was talking to people and I was like, I'm thinking about opening up a crystal shop. And they were like,
why?
What? Why? Why would you do that? And I'm like, but because I want to.
Because I want to.
And they're like, that's a really dumb idea. And I'm like, oh.
Meanwhile,
even still, like,
a year later, like, leaves their 9-to-5 because.
Yeah, I no longer work. But not that it's necessarily about that, but even still, it's Yeah, even when I do have to catch like an Uber to work occasionally, like if Jaden and I are at different schedules, I get into the Uber and they're like, "So what do you do?" I was like, "Oh, I own a business." And they're like, "Oh, like what kind of business?" And I was like, "It's a crystal shop." And they're like, "Oh."
I mean, I get that too. Working here and like running the events here, people are like, "Oh, so what are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, I run workshops for a crystal store," and they're like, "What?" Like, and they're successful enough to have that. I'm like, well, actually, I ran a market, I had over 1,000 show up. So yeah, actually it is. And yeah, like, and they just don't get it. And like, it's not until they come here and they like experience it, they're like, "Oh, I understand what has been created here. It's not just like a little tiny dark crystal store. It's, you know, we have created a community. We have created, you know, kind of a pseudo empire in that, yes, we we have the crystal store. We also have the workshops. We also now have a podcast. Like, there's a lot going on here."
That's true. Next thing you know, we'll have like a vegetarian hot dog stand. I don't. Why
that
not?
Was so obscure.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of obscure businesses to open.
Yeah, true.
All right. So that's it. Well, see, I'm getting ideas from the Cinnabar Peridotite.
So, I mean, we've talked about
also sushi. Bunnings, vegetarian sausage sizzle.
Honestly, the fact that it's not like mandatory to have a vegetarian like meat option is kind of homophobic.
Very.
I mean, we have talked about citrine, so I'll just like quickly run over it. So this is natural citrine. We have light natural citrine and dark natural citrine. They're a lot smokier. They don't have the kind of yellow look that like honey calcite or heat treated citrine has. If you use heat treated citrine in a grid or in whatever to attract abundance, that's totally fine. It does the same thing. Some people prefer the look of the heat treated. Some people prefer something that's natural. You do you, boo. I have no thoughts on the matter. I have plenty of heat treated citrine at home and plenty of natural citrine, and I use both equally. So I have no qualms with whatever you prefer.
It honestly just comes down to what you vibe with.
Yeah, and also what is accessible to you.
Yes, of course. Finally, pyrite.
Now, which is kind of like the OG abundance crystal, if you will.
It's true. I think when it comes down to it and someone comes in and they're like, I'm like, "Oh, like you're looking for abundance. Like what kind of abundance? Are we like looking to like bring in abundance of like, you know, like relationships or abundance of health?" No. Like, "No, money.
I want money.
Which like give nothing, me money.
You know, get your money."
Which girl. Is nothing wrong. Like, I mean, everybody wants money. I mean, it's like there's nothing wrong with money. This is when
we live in a capitalist society. Money makes the world go round.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's true. There's nothing wrong with that. This is when I go to pyrite. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that pyrite is going to bring in a lottery ticket. That's like a winning lottery ticket. No. However, I am going to say that it will get you to notice things that will start to bring in a vibe that will start to lead you in a direction that's more monetary based.
Yeah.
So you'll start to notice things that are like, "Oh, this could be a monetary, this could lead me down more of a monetary path."
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything more to add to?
No, I think you covered it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Put that up there. Ooh, it comes very loud.
All right. Yeah. So
I think that kind of brings us to our end when it comes to abundance.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll finish off with what are we currently manifesting? Would you like to go first today, Jess?
Sure. I'll go first. I have 3 things that I'm currently manifesting and that I actually am currently manifesting with a new abundance grid that I have at home, that I did last night for the Virgo new moon. So I'll talk about the 3 things that I'm manifesting. I am manifesting money. Just letting you know.
You do. I'm not telling you how to live your
manifesting
life.
Manifesting money.
Would you like some pyrite?
A few episodes back, I talked about manifesting, like trying to come up with an idea for my own passion project and giving myself some time. And I have given myself some time. I have a somewhat realized concept. But now, you know, unfortunately it requires some money to get the groundwork going. So definitely manifesting that. I'm also manifesting either promotion or a new job for my partner. Because he works very hard. He doesn't get the recognition he deserves. And he also let it slip the other day that if it weren't for the fact that I earn more money than him, that I would have a ring around my finger.
El Scandalo.
So I'm slightly bitter about that, but that's fine. I totally get it. He doesn't want to after pay a ring. I totally respect that, and I understand that. That's totally fine. Very Taurus of him. The third thing that I'm... Hey, Jake, if you're listening, this is in no way pressuring you to propose. You propose when you're ready.
Yeah.
The third thing that I am manifesting is success for... We have an event happening next week. While we're recording the podcast, when this podcast is released... the event will have happened, but next week we have our first ever Crystal and Stone date night. I'm very nervous about it. It's something very different to what we've done in the past. So I am manifesting success not only for Crystal and Stone, but for the stallholders that'll be here, for the entertainers that'll be here, for the like food trucks that'll be here. Whether that comes from like money or more social recognition, etc., etc., that is also what I'm manifesting.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah.
I did not build a manifestation grid because I'm very bad at gridding, and my cat, Luna, God bless her, she really loves to roll on my grids.
She's just trying to soak up that abundance.
I know. She loves the energy. She's like, yes, give it to me. Give me the energy. Which is great, but not good for my crystals.
No.
So currently what I am manifesting is I am manifesting the willpower to continue down on my goals in regards to my, my weight loss and my goals that way. I'm currently training for a half marathon.
Oh my God, get it.
I know.
I didn't know that. Killing
me. Yeah, I've been running a lot more, and I was like, I'm going to do it again. So I've already ran a half marathon way back when.
I love that you're, working towards running a half marathon. I'm working towards being able to lift more than Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm an Aries and everything's a competition.
Yeah. So the competition is with myself. So my original time was 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Damn.
And it kills me to this day that I didn't do it in under 2 hours, because that was my original goal.
Mm-hmm.
And like the original time, I was like, I'm going to do it in under 2 hours. And I like stopped a couple times to like get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I crossed the line, I'm like 2 hours and 11 minutes. I was like, it's the drinks. Anyway, so this time I'm going to do it in under two.
Nice.
So I'm currently training for that. So I need all the willpower I can have.
Let me know if I can help with that.
Oh, thank you.
Even if it's just me driving, like,
you're doing amazing, sweetie.
Pelt water bottles at you.
If you can dodge a water bottle, you can do
it. You can ride faster.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. I am also doing a little bit of manifesting for date night. So I am not very confident in my body. However, I have commissioned
Can we just talk about, though, the fact that you are working this Kaleidoscope Creation custom
yes.
shirt.
Yes, beautifully made by Kaleidoscope Creation, spelt with two Ks.
Two Ks.
Beautiful. Get some custom work done by them. They're absolutely wonderful. I have commissioned a custom leather harness and crown for date night to wear over top of my clothes.
By the way, I wrote that the next episode we film, we wear our crowns.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, but yes.
Yeah.
Maybe for like, if we do like one on crystals and sexuality, maybe.
Ooh.
That might be a good one. I have ordered a custom harness and crown, and mm-hmm. I am manifesting the confidence to wear that.
It's going to be
epic. I haven't seen it yet, but the artist, who is just amazing, has assured me that it is just out of this world.
I have seen it. He hasn't, and he's seen my crown, and I haven't seen
yes,
mine.
And
I can assure you, it is a beautiful piece, and I may just snatch it off you, depending on how mine turns out.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, for watching. If you are watching, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. If you are
comment below if you want us to cover any other like themes, not just abundance, maybe, I don't know, self-care, protection,
yep.
Who knows?
Let whatever. Us know. Feel free to comment on or send us a message on Instagram. Let us know if you what you'd like us to talk about.
Yeah, and if you're listening on whatever device you're listening on, make sure, yeah, you give us a 5-star review.
We are always open for fan art. So yeah, please.
Oh my God, yes, we have this lovely piece up here by the lovely Maddie who came and made us Simpson characters. Gorgeous, gorgeous girl that Maddie is. Yes, so loving this piece, loving our initial piece by Annalise, which I don't think is up
here. It's not framed yet. We're still getting it framed.
Yes, so happy to take more submissions.
Yes, one and get it framed and put up in our wall. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.